of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports steaks and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had jumbo shrimp with a Cajun barbecue butter? A dish that's so outrageous you need a loaf of Fazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You've heard me talking about Wellington Environmental and how Wellington specializes in helping hospitals, healthcare centers, reduce hospital-acquired infections. Construction or modifications to an operating room require specific engineering and procedures, protecting patients at all times. Any mistakes could lead to infections for patients, especially those in adjoining surgical suites or recovery rooms. This is not a time nor place where a hospital could get careless. Every day, 210 patients die of healthcare-acquired infections. Wellington Environmental Infection Specialist, trained staff, and vendors design a barrier to make sure patients are well-protected. And all of that, that's just the beginning. Hospitals rely on Wellington Environmental, and so should you. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Mardi Gras season has arrived in St. Louis, and we are ready for you to join the party. At the Bud Light Grand Parade on February 10th, grab some beers and beads with your hometown hockey legends at the St. Louis Blues Alumni Party Tent. In this heated tent located right on the parade route, you will get to rub elbows with the Blue Notes best as they tell uncensored hockey stories. Admission also gets you access to an open bar and a lunch buffet from Cyberbs. So grab your passes now at stlmardigras.org. Space is limited, so don't miss your chance to spend Mardi Gras with the Blues.
Looking for a great place to watch the game? Well, swing by one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Hotshots has great drinks, an amazing menu with options including burgers, pizzas, and award-winning wings. Plus, all the sports you can handle served up by the lovely Hotshots ladies. Find a location near you today at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
And a song.
And women.
From it. So can you stand up? Oh, we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 18th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Those are the people I bought my brand new heating and cooling system from. And thank goodness that heat was working about 3 days ago. What a difference 3 days makes. A big, big difference. But I don't have to worry how cold or hot it gets because Matheny takes really good care of me and they will take equally good care of you. And you don't even have to have a radio show. Matheny Heating and Cooling, we'll talk more about them after we do this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, he is from Birmingham, England. He is Sir Limestone Phillips IV. And we just don't, let's just make it limey. Trevor Limey Phillips, say hello to somebody.
Hello to somebody, and also my mom and dad.
Nice and quick and to the point. Not at the control board, but in an isolated quarantine room, because I think each station I work for, he's always put in a box like that. I think they just think he must have something that could be contagious.
Yeah.
He is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. He is Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason for a complimentary second opinion on your portfolio. Stiefel is a member, SIPC, and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Round and round and round the room we go. We got a guy here named, and that was, Tim, a nice contribution to the story in Scott's segment about trespassing, because that's good for people to know. You may not see it, but it was posted, so good contribution. Now, you're out there listening going, oh, Tim Woodward, yeah, he's the guy that told that great story about trespassing, and he's the newsman, yes, but he's so much more. That's right. He's a private investigator in real life and for a real job, because radio's not really a real job. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Gateway Investigations is my firm. We've been doing business since 2008 in our 10th year. A lot of calls come my way about people who want to improve their custody situation. They want to know what their ex is doing when their kids are over there. I help a lot of people out with that. I help them improve their custody situation. If you'd like to have that conversation, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right, there you have it. Here in person, live and in person in the studio for his On the Road segment is the one and only Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
9 introductions today. Well, 8. And we continue with them. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rad Boy is somewhere right now just saying this.
Jeez.
Oh. And Bruce Limpers. What do you say about Bruce Limpers? Just give it up for Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brought to you by Matheny. It was just, my goodness, it was a little over a week ago. I got the call from Matheny. They had gone out to
replace, we thought it was just a part, but it turned out it was a whole lot worse than that. The part wasn't actually the answer. They've kept that stuff going for years, and I got this call. It was almost like a death in the family. He said, well, Frank, he says, you're not going to want to hear this. And I thought, I know it's coming. It can only be your system is dead. And it was. It was shot. There's no more. You know, the drag is, we've been in this house 31 years. I find out that because I had a neat new heating and cooling system put in, the circuit panel is old and probably not going to pass inspection. I'm going to have the entire circuit panel replaced with newer breakers and stuff. What a bummer. That's not Matheny's fault. That's just, you know, that's the way it is. They got to make every dollar they can, so they need permits for everything, and they need to tell you that, you know, your breakers are outdated. They won't pass inspection. You can never sell this house now. But the good news here is I'm not going to have to worry for many, many years about a system, American Standard, with a 10-year warranty. Hallelujah. So I have a new system. Do you need a new heating and cooling system? You're probably not an expert. You don't really know, but you'll know when it quits and they can't fix it anymore. And whether it's that time or you just need somebody you can rely on to come out and get it going again when something's not working right. Matheny. You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, and no business or home is too large or too small for Matheny. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Minnesota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
Time for Bill Cleveland. And Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. There's a case where you can overwork your heating system because it's trying to keep a room warm where air's escaping around the windows. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is the website. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here, back from going almost everywhere, is Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
I actually will be back on the road. I know it sounds crazy. The on the road guy has been in the studio like 2 months in a row, but headed to Wisconsin next month and then be gone for a while, actually. So I'll be doing some checking in from the road.
Well, you know what? When you get up there, would you just kind of keep your eyes open for Rad Boy? Because that's cheese country. Wisconsin is real cheese country.
You got it. Well, since it is a beautiful day, at least by comparison, last week or two, and people are in a great mood, I thought what we'd do today, a little travel trivia with the gang here today. I thought maybe we'd just go around the room. I'll start with Limey and then work our way around, and I'll ask the question. If you don't know the answer, then the rest of the crew can obviously jump in and give an answer.
His name is Sir Limestone Phillips. You know,
I'm not saying all that.
And if you don't get the right answer, you got Limey. Somebody doesn't get the right answer, including yourself. You got to play that. You dumbass. That
okay.
Got it. And we're ready to go.
All right. Limey, here we go. This is a true or false. We'll start with a semi easy one, I guess. True or false? The word Pennsylvania misspelled on the Liberty Bell. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
That is absolutely correct. All right. Nice job. Yes. Pennsylvania.
It's too easy.
Well, we got to start easy.
You went easy on him because he's a foreigner.
Maybe I did.
Limey gets the kindergarten box.
He'll get another two. It's missing one N, in case anyone is wondering. All right. Well, next let's move to Frank. Frank, the first Ferris wheel was invented in which of the following U.S. cities? Was it Chicago, Oklahoma City, or Columbus, Ohio? The first Ferris wheel.
I go Columbus, Ohio.
Was that a guess?
Yeah.
That is wrong.
You dumbass.
That is wrong.
Go ahead and hit me with that idiot thing, dude. Idiot. I'll take that.
All right. Anybody else want to jump in? Where do you think? First Ferris wheel. Was it invented?
What was the middle one?
So we had Chicago, Oklahoma City, or Columbus, Ohio.
Oklahoma City.
That is wrong.
I'll go Chicago.
Nice job, Tim. Very nice. Nice job.
Tim, he's smart.
You get how this game works.
He knows everything.
During the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. Mm. All right, so we move now to Dan Strauss.
Yes.
In the quarantine box over there. What is the most visited national park in the United States? I've got three choices for you. Most visited national park in the United States. And I have talked about this countless times, so see if you're paying attention.
I remember.
Is it the Grand Canyon, Smoky Mountain National Park, or Yellowstone National Park?
Smoky Mountain.
That is correct.
Nice job.
Way to go. Good job. Good job.
What I'm talking about.
All right, Timothy, here we go. This state makes 90% of the country's toothpicks and also produces most of our broccoli in this country. Is
it a tough one.
Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, or Iowa?
Oh. Ooh. Oh, for God's sake, what'd you get this out of the Mensa box?
Well, on, you were just complaining about his easy question a few minutes ago.
Maine maple syrup.
I'll go Vermont.
No, jeez. That's not correct.
You dumbass.
God.
Anybody Vermont? Else?
Yeah. Maine is maple syrup. Vermont is cheese. What were the other ones?
New Hampshire and Iowa.
Iowa, they do... Ooh, they do asparagus, I think. I'm going to go New Hampshire. No. I'm going to go Iowa.
Yeah, you are a dumb British person.
You dumbass.
Brilliant. The answer is Maine, believe it or not. Yeah.
I'll go Maine.
Yeah, nice job, Dan.
Say Maine.
Good job.
Me too, Dan.
Good job. All right, back to you, Limey.
All right.
What state has the most miles of rivers, 23,000 miles of rivers in this state? I'll give you three options. Mm-hmm. California, Texas, Nebraska. 23,000 miles of river, most in any...
I want to say Texas?
You are incorrect.
You dumbass.
Damn it.
Nebraska.
That's always funny.
Yes, Dan, that's correct. It's actually Nebraska.
Wow. How about that? Well done, Dan.
All right. All right, Frank, we are up to you.
You know, we're off the air at 6.
I know. I got a couple more. This popular tourist attraction in Bloomington, Minnesota is so big you could fit 34,000 school buses inside it.
Hmm. Bloomington?
Is this multiple choice?
Or? Nope. You got to just give me an answer.
It's that Grand Mall of America.
Yes,
mall,
that's
that
right. Mall of America. Okay, I'll do one more. Who was next?
Dan?
Okay, Dan. How many museums make up the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C.?
How many?
Give
him multiple choice, Bill.
Ooh. No, you have to just
I don't
I'll
have
say... No.
He's throwing the tough ones at us.
Yeah, sorry.
4.
Oh, no, way more.
20.
You're close.
I'll say 16.
19.
You dumbass.
19. All right. Well, there's a few trivia. hope you didn't get the dumbass button too many times.
I like games like that. You learn stuff.
Yeah.
We know more.
Let me do one more. Tim didn't get
it. Yeah, Tim did.
Right. Okay. To make it even.
Right. One more
to make it even. What is widely considered the most visited tourist attraction in the world? I'll give you two choices.
Mm-hmm.
And more than 40 million visitors come here each year. Is it Times Square or Walt Disney World?
It's got to be Walt Disney World.
I bet it's Times Square.
Hit the
you
button.
Dumbass.
Hit the button. It is Times Square.
Whoa!
You just said on this show 2 months ago.
Times Square.
You just said 2 months ago, though, on the show that like 25% of all pictures in the world are taken in Disneyland.
Well, that may be the case.
He's
a fighter, not a lover.
I know.
Settle down.
All right.
Deal with my resignation.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. This is Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Larry Connors comes on right after this show, and here's what he's going to talk about. He's going to ask the question, or throw it at you, if there's a government shutdown, what happens? And do you even care? I'll answer that right now. I don't. We've been through this before.
Yeah,
been through this, but it's like every year we have to go, the government shut down, and a couple times it does. You know who really notices? Almost nobody. Social Security checks still go out. Most of the important stuff still happens, but he'll kick that around tonight. Dan, did you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say, what in the heck does happen? I don't know, and I don't care.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
And Larry also is going to have a series of stories of what mass migration is doing to England, France, Germany, and that it should be a warning to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the noise over what the president did or didn't say, Larry has a history of presidential profanity for you.
Well,
which president do you think cursed the most? Now, I don't know the answer to this. I haven't heard the show yet. I'm going to say Truman.
I would guess Johnson.
No, LBJ. LBJ.
Yeah, LBJ.
No, LBJ. That guy was crude.
Bill was just talking about parks, Frank, and that's one of the things that happens during a government shutdown is the national parks close.
Yes,
oh,
that
do.
Is true.
That's one of the things that happen. And the people in the military, their paychecks get delayed. There's a lot of real people who are expecting IRS returns in the mail. Those don't come. I mean, it's a bunch of aggravating stuff for a lot of people.
Yeah. Those don't come generally anyway.
Right.
And then Larry's going to give you a mental test to see if you can pass it. And it's Larry Connors at 6 o'clock tonight, 6 to 8 right after this show. A listener sent me the exact cognitive test that the doctor had given President President Trump. And I took a look at it yesterday. It takes two people to take it. But you can kind of look through it and get an idea. And I'm going to tell you something. If he got 30 out of 30, a perfect 30 score, he's fine. His mind is fine. Dan, am I got it right? You said the guys in the Johnny 7 your band would be willing to do a charity concert?
Yeah, the Seventh Planet Band, yes.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's what we have. We have a big trivia night coming up in May, Window World. They raise money for St. Jude. And this show always finds a way to give them a bigger check than any other radio show or even station in St. Louis. So here's the first thing that we'll throw out there is your own private concert. Dan and his band show up in your backyard or the VFW or whatever venue you want, and they'll do what they regularly do for pay. They'll play, and they'll put on a show. People can dance, and what do you think that's worth?
And prizes.
Don't call here with, don't call here with $500 for this. So we need big money. So there you go. It's the first thing we'll throw out there that we'll ask you to think about bidding on. And trivia night's not until May, but well before then, I'd like to feel really good about kicking all the other stations' aces, as Mike Evans would say. Thanks again to Scott Sherman today. If you don't know it, those of you new listeners, it's every Thursday, and it's brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. Terrific pizza place. Oh, what else? One more mention of the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I don't want to go on too much about it, but a couple of people, including Dan, mentioned it to me. It's on Amazon. And I know not everybody has Amazon, but I think very soon most people will, because they're catching on to the Amazon Fire Stick and to Apple TV and Roku and all that stuff. So on Amazon is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's it. There are 8 episodes in the first season. We've gotten through 6 of them. I did not expect to like it at all. If I'd just given it 5 minutes, I'd have said, I'm not watching this crap. It's really, really good. I can't tell you what it's about. It's hard to describe. But
it is about stand-up comedy,
and it's really not.
Yeah.
Give it two episodes, and you'll either not be able to quit or you'll be done with it. So that's it. Sometimes you think something's really, really great, and you go on too much about it, and there's always then going to be a person that goes, I don't get it. It's not that great. You went on and on about it. So I do have a quick insurance story for it, because Scott was talking about, the guy called, he got sideswiped, and the car that hit him went away, and somebody had a license plate.
Oh, I did have something. Someone called in and said, can you tell, like, that guy that said that the car behind him caused him to hit the car? Could you tell by the back of that guy's car that he had some damage?
I would think so.
You would think that you would be
I
able
would
to
think
tell.
So. But here I'm going to tell you a story. I don't know if everybody listening knows this, because I talked about it when we first came here. But I have a 73 Volkswagen, just kind of shell of a nothing car, that I'm having completely restored to, like, showroom new. 73 VW Super Beetle. That's the first car my wife and I were able to afford to have as a new car. So here's the story. We get this car. I'm in downtown St. Louis, sitting still at a stoplight, and a guy just runs a red light and just demolishes a corner, front left corner of the car, just crushed in. So we get out and we do all that exchange information, and what's your insurance company, where do you live, blah, blah. We did all that, and I get back home, and I get a call from my insurance people telling me that guy, everything he said was a lie except his name. His driver's license, of course, was right, but he did not have insurance. He showed a phony fireman's fund card or something, and so they said, you're going to have to have your insurance, your claim it, and pay to have the car repaired yourself. And I go, no. I said, no, we got to find this guy. So we had his name and his address, his driver's license. So I find out, this is an absolutely true story. Look, I'm in my 20s. I don't have any money. I can't go in and take this thing and pay out of pocket to get it fixed, and I can't afford to have the insurance company raise my rates. So I found the guy, and he answers the phone, and I explained who I was. I said, you may remember me. You hit me a few days ago downtown. And he goes, yeah, what about it? And I said, well, the information you gave was all false. It's not true. You don't have any insurance. I said, he says, so what? And I said, well, so I've talked to an attorney, and I have two options. I said, I know that you're a driver for Bi-State. You drive a Bi-State bus. He goes, yeah, what about it? And I said, well, here are the two options. I've been told legally I can have your wages garnished till it's enough to pay to have my car fixed. And if you don't do that, I can have you thrown in jail. Buckle up, because this is what he said to me. He said, yeah, I don't have any insurance. And he said, yeah, I drive for Bi-State. He says, and I'm not going to include all the curse words he used, but he said, yeah, you can try to have my wages garnished, but if you do, I'll quit my MFing job. And then there'll be no wages to garnish. I said, then I get to put you in jail. He goes, go ahead, MFer. He said, I've been in jail before. I know exactly how this goes. I'll be out in 90 days. And by the way, I got your information, too. And when I get out, I'm going to kill you. That's exactly what he said to me.
Man.
And I hung up the phone, and I went and paid for it myself. I was about to mess. I was not messing with this guy. It was unbelievable. He said, I'll get out, and I will come and kill you.
And Bill Clevin.
And I don't know if he would or not, but he did have my information. We swapped information at the site of the accident. So I know he does.
Oh.
So I just thought, okay, he wins. This is over. We're done. Yeah. Yeah, I got another good one, too. I'll save that for later. Real quickly, Apple. Way to go, Apple. Yeah. Announcing that they're dumping billions of all this money into work here in this country. It will create 20,000 jobs, which I believe, if I remember the figure I saw, will bring Apple to the point where we will now then have over 100,000 people in this country working for Apple. They're going to invest $38 billion. This is fantastic. It was not on the NBC Nightly News last night. And here it is out of today's USA Today front page, and they never mention the president's name. Never. This is the crap that drives me nuts. They don't even mention his name, because anything good, stock market going through the roof, they talk about that. They don't mention him. He's the president. It's been going through the roof for the last year. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's how long he's been president. And the economy is fantastic. No, but nobody ever mentioned it. If they do, they don't mention his name. It's just an observation for any of you who don't think there's slant and bias in the media. There is. I actually want to do one more thing. This is an example of the difference between men and women. I've said before, if I
penis and vagina.
If I died and came back, I want to market stuff to women. I want to market women's stuff, clothes, cosmetics, that kind of stuff, because women really notice what other women wear. Now here's a little blurb out of this morning's news, and it's a picture of Kate. Duchess Kate, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. It says, Duchess Kate was sporty and chic for official outings Wednesday. She wore a red Lena dress coat from Bowdoin over a peach dress, bare legs, and brown heels to visit with kids and open the Mattel Children's Medical Center. Now, only other women know. Do you guys? I don't know what a Lena dress coat is.
No.
I don't know what that is.
No,
but
idea.
Women do. From Bowdoin, I guarantee you, women go, oh yeah, Bowdoin. They know. They just know. And then bare legs, brown heels, peach dress. Have you ever seen a news story and then with it they go on and on about what the guy's wearing, whoever he is, how famous he is? No, we don't do that. There was a shoe on a TV show or something, and I saw it, and I go, what the heck is that? Oh, my wife knew all about it. Oh, yeah, they make them. And she goes on and on. The shoes, the shoe thing with women, it's unbelievable. But the Kate story and the description of what she was wearing, we're different. We're very, very different. And Frank, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Frank, Lena fit clothes are for those plus-size women.
Kate Middleton really? Is not a plus size. That's what,
like Lane Bryant?
That's what it says.
Lane Bryant
plus size? Nah, plus somebody, size. Yeah, Lena, she's not plus.
Lane Bryant makes a Lena fit pant for plus-size women.
All right, it says Alina Coat from Boden, B-O-D-E-N. Well, I don't know what that is.
You could invent some handbags. You know how they have the purses? Like, there's Louis Vuitton, there's Coach, there's all this. You could do a Francois Pignon.
Anything French sound. I'm telling you, women will buy it. Women will buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, is that a Francois Pignon bag?
Oh, is that a Pignon bag? Oh,
that's a Francois Pignon. Francois Pignon.
Boden. It says Boden is. It doesn't really explain it very well. It's just versatile style dresses that can be worn in any occasion. So it's not necessarily for plus size women.
Okay. I gotta get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, so you got an FM DJ, an out of work FM DJ, and he's in a bar, two bit bar, and he's drinking. He's drunk, and he's got a buddy with him, also an unemployed FM DJ, and the one FM DJ or former FM DJ gets up and he goes up to the bartender and goes, "Hey man, I gotta go to the bathroom." And bartender says, "All right, it's." He goes, "And come on," he says, and come on, tell me, hurry up," because he says, "I got number two. I got to do number two." Bartender says, "Okay." It's down the hall to the. And as he's telling him, the guy can hardly hold it. He's got a really bad upset stomach. So he goes down the end of the hall. And in less than a minute, everybody in the place hears this blood-curdling scream. I mean, like a scream you couldn't even think would come from a man. Limey, you got that man screaming? Yeah, kind of like that. And the bartender looks back down the hall toward the bathroom and they say, "What the heck?" And then they hear it again and again. This guy's screaming like he's being murdered. So finally, the bartender tells the patrons, he goes, "Excuse me, I'll be right back." He gets out from behind the bar, goes down the hall, and there, sitting doing number two, is this FM DJ. And the bartender says, What in the world is all the screaming?" And he goes, "I'll tell you what the screaming was. You scream too. I sat down here, tried to do my business, and every time I pull the flush handle, something comes up and squeezes my testicles real hard." And the bartender says, "You idiot, you're sitting on the mop bucket."
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by GNC. Stacked up on southbound 170 Page to an earlier crash at the Forest Park Parkway. Stop and go westbound 64 Grand to Big Bend. Eastbound 64 slow 270 to Big Bend. Train signal issues, Big Bend at Guyer, and the incidents cleared eastbound 270 at McDonald. New year, new start. Start something backed by science, fierce, and that really works. Top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off at GNC. Start something healthy and earn free cash back rewards. GNC, change starts here. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Tip off your weekend and join your Memphis Grizzlies as they host Zach Randolph and the Sacramento Kings Friday, January 19th at 7 p.m. Be one of the first 10,000 fans in attendance and receive a Grit Grind Forever headband. For tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
You've heard me talking about Wellington Environmental and how Wellington specializes in helping hospitals, healthcare centers, reduce hospital-acquired infections. Construction or modifications to an operating room require specific engineering and procedures, protecting patients at all times. Any mistakes could lead to infections for patients, especially those in adjoining surgical suites or recovery rooms. This is not a time nor place where a hospital could get careless. Every day, 210 patients die of healthcare-acquired infections. Wellington Environmental Infection Specialist, trained staff, and vendors design a barrier to make sure patients are well-protected. And all of that, that's just the beginning. Hospitals rely on Wellington Environmental, and so should you. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. 30. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Gateway says, arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13.5 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14.5 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Grizz fans, don't miss Mark Gasol and your Memphis Grizzlies as they host Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. For great tickets to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Let's go to Southern California. See what Mike Evans can tell us that we don't know. He's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant. Any Guns is right next door to the Smokehouse Market. Owned by the same wonderful proprietors. Any Guns is a place where you'll need reservations for dinner. You will. And it and the place house are closed only on Mondays. Gift cards, always a good idea. Any Guns and the Smokehouse. Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Hey,
would you mind continues, if I
had a... Huh? Go ahead. It continues to be very pleasant here in St. Louis. I knew you'd ask about the weather, hoping we'd be freezing.
I know. It's nice there, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Did you go swimming or go play golf or anything today?
I've played one game of golf in the last year and may play one more in the next year. I really just got enough of it, I think.
I had a milkshake before the show started.
Oh, there you go.
So did I.
Hey, there you go.
Did it bring all the boys to the yard?
Mm-hmm. Pop quiz theme all week long has been Hollywood Hates. Today, name the name of the celebrity who hated playing the character that made them famous. Robert Pattinson in Twilight, Kate Winslet in Titanic, Megan Fox in Transformers, Blake Lively in Gossip Girl. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I got confused there for a second. I thought that was a dude.
Yeah, I just got
you're sexually confused?
No, Blake Lively.
You confused about your sexuality?
Again. No, when he said Blake Lively, I was like, that's a dude. But I was like, no, wait, that's actually a woman. The Blake thing always throws me.
No, she has breasts and...
yeah, she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Breasts?
Odds and ends. We got a bunch of just odds and ends to tell you about today. To learn her part as a homeless person in a new movie, the rhythm section, the name of the movie, Blake Lively, there you go again, actually lived on the streets as a homeless person for several days to get into character.
Now, every time I hear that somebody does that, I just don't ever envision them as actually living the same life a homeless person does. Does that make sense?
I know Marlon Brando did.
What about Nick Nolte?
Well, I think he does that by anyway.
I think he really became homeless.
Marlon Brando did, what, voluntarily or because he didn't have any money or what?
No, voluntarily. He lived the homeless for a part. It wasn't Waterfront. It was one of those way back when.
I interviewed him the day before he died.
Oh,
now this is what you needed to record.
Oh man!
Well, I forgot all about it. He actually mentioned that. Here, I'll play it for you. You'll hear me asking Marlon Brando a question, and you'll hear his answer.
Mr. Brando, is it true that you went homeless? You actually lived on the streets.
I'll tell you something. Yeah, I did it because I've been a big movie star, got a lot of money. Sometimes I think we lose touch with the regular people, especially homeless people. So, yeah, I did it.
That's Marlon Brando, the day before he died.
I guarantee, ladies and gentlemen listening, I guarantee you will not hear that anywhere else.
No.
No.
There are more and more pot stores opening up here in Los Angeles. Jack in the Box. You got Jack in the Box there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jack in the Box has added items called Snoop Dogg's Merry Munchies menu. Like French fries with a cheese dip.
Oh, great.
Snoopy's Munchies sales are way up. And by the way, alcohol sales in states that have legalized pot are down 13%.
Wow.
Ooh.
Publicists say the best mom in Hollywood is Jennifer Garner. I like her. I think she's great. Kudos and congratulations to Malia Obama, who is about to start Harvard. And for the record, I guess got no help from her daddy. Malia has a 4.05 grade point average.
Wow.
That's
strong.
Like me.
Kim Kardashian has a new diamond implants between her teeth and on a couple of her teeth. Cost $250,000, the new grill work. I mean, I think that looks so stupid anyway.
Good.
But I hope she flosses or has a water pick or something. $250,000?
That's insane.
Dumbass.
You know what, Frank? You ought to try that. Get some maybe some emeralds in your teeth.
Okay.
Okay. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences will deny as many as 15 members tickets to the Oscars because of reported sexual misconduct. Not surprised there at all. ABC TV wants to put together a special with Justin Timberlake, Carrie Russell, Christina Aguilera, Ryan Gosling, and Britney Spears to do a roundtable discussion, also to perform together and look at old video and talk about the good old days when they were all on the Mickey Mouse Club together.
That can be good.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. Yeah. Sports shorts, if you go to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl, I'm still thinking about it, be sure you ride the 750-foot, 30-mile-per-hour zip line across the Mississippi River right there in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound kind of fun?
Not to me.
30 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty fast zip line.
Yeah.
Right over the Mississippi River. And it's probably going to be about 10 below zero.
Oh, yeah.
I think those are good. I was going to talk about, you know what, I think I will talk about it since we're going to be doing sports tomorrow. Do I have a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. A couple quick movie reviews. I've been bragging for months about the great movie I, Tonya. It's finally out everywhere starting tomorrow. Margot Robbie plays Tonya Harding and has already won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress. Just a fabulous film. Finally, it's out everywhere. One of my top five movies of the year, I, Tonya, 4 stars.
So it's also in theaters?
Opens tomorrow.
All right.
Next, the other movie, the next movie, Phantom Thread. This is Daniel Day-Lewis's final film. The film is set in 1950 rich London. Daniel plays a world-famous, very eccentric dressmaker. When he falls in love with a younger woman, his life changes. This is a great story, perfect ending to a great career. He's fabulous. Piece of art, rated R, 2 hours long, 4 stars. And a really feel-good story.
Right.
70-year-old Bill Hudson. Who's Bill Hudson? Glad you asked. I have seen him a couple dozen times over the past 35 years with his harmonica, guitar, banjo, and drums singing and playing on the lower level of the 34th Street Herald Square subway station in New York City.
Wow.
His tambourine always on the ground for folks to drop off money. Tomorrow, Bill will see his dream come true, his first released record, national released record, called Feeling Good.
Right.
The government of Ireland has had enough. They said it is a health hazard. Huh?
There's an Irish laughing.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Well, that's just sad.
Thank you.
The government of Ireland says they've had enough. It is a health hazard, pure and simple. And Cork County officials say they have plans to shut down the Pfizer drug factory. The problem, fumes from the factory that makes Viagra, causing all males in the community, human, dog, cats, bulls, and pigs, to walk around aroused, if you know.
Come on.
From
the
smell?
The
I don't think so. Stuff up.
I don't
I'm
think
not
so.
Making this
oh, that's
stuff
crazy.
Up. Okay, I'm the just the reporter fumes here. Just the reporter.
Mike, you know how they make Viagra?
No.
They extract testosterone from bull's testicles to make Viagra.
Ouch. How do you know that?
Because I have a client in Nebraska who sells Rocky Mountain oysters as a product, and they extract them before he then breads them and sells them. I can't make that crap up. And I actually told a girl that story one time, and she said, "Well, are the bulls still alive when they extract?"
Oh,
no.
Yeah, the fumes from this factory—they're going to close the factory.
I don't buy that. That can't be true.
I didn't make it up.
I got it while talking to one of my
New York Post editors, and I said, "What else you got? This is interesting." And he goes, "Oh, listen to this," and he told me that story. And the Post ran it yesterday or the day before. So I didn't see it, but they said they ran it.
All right.
And finally, is that what you said? Name the name of the celebrity who hated the characters they played that made him famous. Robert Pattinson in Twilight, Kate Winslet in Titanic, Megan Fox in Transformer, Blake Lively in Gossip Girl.
I'm going to go with Megan Fox.
I'm going to go Robert Pattinson.
Kate Winslet.
All these folks love the character they did, except Robert Pattinson, who said it was the worst part and it was the biggest mistake he ever made.
Well
yeah,
done,
he made $100 million playing that part.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like too big a mistake to me.
And he hated the role.
Yeah,
he hated the role. I should hate the role that much to make $100 million. Of course, that's pretty close to what I get paid here.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the...
Goodbye.
Mike Evans, see you.
I'm going to tell you right now, it got real defensive. I don't buy for a minute that they're closing a plant down because the fumes are
animals,
everybody and animals, human, men to walk around with boners. I don't buy that.
He's telling the truth. I've seen that story as well. I was looking for it. I saw it on the Metro website. And, yeah, he's right. I believe it's not just in the air, though. Apparently, they're saying that some of the waste from the factory is getting into the water supply.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
That is what is getting everybody.
That makes sense. But he made it sound like it's just people fumes and we walk around inhaling and...
You
said that part of it makes sense. He left that part out.
All these guys in the hospital. Hey, it's been 4 hours.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. East of everything else, gift cards, always a good idea. They're closed only on Monday. Thompson Price, the longest running, it's a kitchen and bath remodeling company. It's the longest running sponsor for this show at 22 years. We've been here 4 months. At the other place, 20 years. They were with us before that. How do you thank a business like Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes for helping keep this show on the air? You give them a shot at your business. That's how. Let them take a bid from them. Let them measure your kitchen or your bathroom. It's okay if you talk to, you know, a couple other companies. Do it. Because what's going to happen is you'll be even more impressed with Thompson Price. And the thing that's impressive is the process they put you through, because when they're finished with you and asking you questions and getting your ideas, the reason they've done it all is to come up with the perfect kitchen or bathroom, because that's really what you want. You're paying good money. You should have the perfect kitchen or bathroom. So that's what they're out to do. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270. And the website is thompsonprice.com. I think I have about 1 minute, like a minute and 10 seconds. Is that right?
That is exactly right.
I can't decide if I like the idea of GoFundMe or if I don't like it. I like it when it's used for the right thing, but I think it's too easy for people to go in there and lie and go, "Oh man, I'm dying and my kids don't have any food," and then boom, all this money piles in for GoFundMe. The reason I mention it is this shouldn't be, but it is. There's a 66-year-old woman down in Mississippi, and she has no money, somebody donated an old trailer to her, but she cannot afford to hook up a septic. She says she has not had running water or an indoor toilet in so long she can't even remember it. And she's 66, and she lives with her disabled son on $700 a month. And I'm thinking, how can anybody around let this happen? And then they mentioned there's a GoFundMe. And I'm thinking, okay, great, because it looks like now they'll get the money they need to help her. But it's abused, too, so at least I know it's there. If this gig doesn't work out, thank a police officer every chance you get. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home